Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. There was an potentially explosive situation on the Grinnell College campus yesterday afternoon. Grinnell Fire Department says shortly before 2:30, Grinnell College Associate Director of Emergency Management notified the fire department of a potentially hazardous chemical been located in the Noyce Science Center. Grinnell College campus security secured the area around the chemical, and State Fire Marshal's Office Bomb Squad was called in for assistance. Fire department says the chemical, diethyl ether, has potential to become shock sensitive and explosive if it's dried up. And since the age and condition of the chemical could not be safely determined, they made a plan to remove the chemical to an outside location to render it safe. According to the fire department, special agent bomb technicians packaged the chemical for transport and was taken to a safe location on the Grinnell College campus where a controlled detonation was carried out. The all clear for the Noyce Science Building was given around 5:30 last night. The detonation area was cleared shortly after 6:30. The incident remains under investigation. Grinnell Fire Department, Grinnell College Campus Security, Grinnell Police, Powhatan County Sheriff's Office, Grinnell Street Department, Care Ambulance, and the State Fire Marshal's Office Bomb Squad all involved in disposing of that hazardous chemical yesterday. Well, it's now up to a judge to decide whether evidence against Christian Rivera should be used in his first-degree murder trial or left out. Rivera is accused of killing Molly Tibbetts and hiding her body in a cornfield in 2018. His attorneys say the confession was coerced. They argue that officers did not read Rivera all his legal rights during an August 20th interrogation. Yesterday, Rivera's defense attorneys wanted to submit an affidavit from their client, with Rivera describing in writing what happened when law enforcement questioned him in August last year about the disappearance of Tibbetts. That would be rather than have him take the witness stand. Well, the prosecution argued that if the judge accepted the written affidavit, they must be allowed to cross-examine Rivera on the stand. The judge told the defense they can either submit the affidavit and let the state question Rivera, or the affidavit wouldn't be allowed to be submitted. The defense chose not to submit the affidavit to keep their client from getting on the witness stand. The defense called their final witness afternoon yesterday. That was Brian Leslie, criminal case consultant. He served as an interrogation expert and 14 years of experience in policing. Testified yesterday that he spent 65 hours reviewing Rivera's case, and he said he found evidence that sleep deprivation could have affected the interview.
In your opinion, you believe that Mr. Rivera was susceptible to coercive techniques?
I believe so.
Leslie showed the court 60 instances where he believes Rivera appeared tired during the interview. Now, Judge Joel Yates heard the testimony, the 2 days testimony. He says he'll make a ruling as quickly as possible. This week's canvas of the November 5th election results by the Jasper County Board of Supervisors featured a drawing to determine the mayor's race in Sully. County Auditor Dennis Peretz is after the canvas. Brent Vandermolen and Gordon Yarrington were tied with 39 votes each.
The Board of Supervisors drew out Gordon Yarrington's name. So Gordon Yarrington will be declared the winner. If Gordon doesn't want to take it, it goes to the next high vote getter. I would imagine then that's Vandermolen. If Brent doesn't want it, then it'll be considered a vacancy and the council will appoint the person that they want to hold the office.
At that point, Sully residents could challenge that appointment by getting enough signatures on a petition calling for a special election. That petition, according to Parrott, would have to be filed within 10 days of the appointment. Mayor Mike Hansen will host another Coffee with the Mayor this weekend. Last week, the mayor was reelected to another term after running on the ballot unopposed. Every third Saturday of each month, Mayor Hansen invites residents to join him for refreshments and conversations about whatever's on their minds.
I'll have a little something to chew on and a little something to drink, and we'll chat about whatever you want to do. It'll be from 9 to 11 a.m. this Saturday at the Newton Public Library.
The mayor usually has one or two city council members accompany him. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Phan.